Hello, my name is Kelly, and I will be reading the Project 119 Bible Reading Podcast for this day, Tuesday, July the 5th. We continue our readings in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. Next, we turned and went up along the road to Bashan, and Og, king of Bashan, with his whole army marched out to meet us at the Battle of Edrei. The Lord said to me, "Do not be afraid of him, for I have handed him over to you with his whole army and his land. Do to him what you did to Zihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon." So the Lord our God also gave into our hands Og, king of Bashan, and all his army. We struck them down, leaving no survivors. At that time we took all his cities. There was not one of the 60 cities that we did not take from them, the whole region of Argob, Og's kingdom, in Bashan. All these cities were fortified with high walls and with gates and bars, and there were also a great many unwalled villages. We completely destroyed them, as we had done with Zihon, king of Heshbon, destroying every city, men, women, and children. But all the livestock and the plunder from the cities we carried off for ourselves. So at that time we took from these two kings of the Amorites the territory east of the Jordan from the Arnon Gorge as far as Mount Hermon. Hermon is called Sirion by the Sidonians, and the Amorites call it Senir. We took all the towns on the plateau and all Gilead and all Bashan as far as Salakah and Edrei, towns of Og's kingdom in Bashan. Only Og, king of Bashan, was left of the remnant of the Rephaites. His bed was made of iron and was more than 13 feet long and 6 feet wide. It is still in Rabbah of the Ammonites. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 39. I said, "I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence." But when I was silent and still, not even saying anything good, my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me, and as I meditated, the fire burned. And then I spoke with my tongue. "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools." I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. You rebuke and discipline men for their sin. You consume their wealth like a moth. Each man is but a breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Be not deaf to my weeping. For I dwell with you as an alien, a stranger, as all my fathers were. Look away from me, that I may rejoice again before I depart and am no more. Our New Testament reading is continuing in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of His power. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, This grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. Thank you for listening this morning as I have read from God's Word for this day. I hope that you will be like me and take encouragement from the psalm, even though it was another one of those where David was quite conflicted. For me, that's a gift, really, that we can see that someone that we treasure in the Bible, such as King David, wrestled at so many times with what he felt like and how he was not afraid to bear his heart before the Lord. God sees what we are, God sees what we need, and God knows how we feel. And for us, it is a pleasure to be able to tell him in person about that each and every day. And then I'm encouraged in Ephesians that the mystery that the gospel that Christ is presented is not just for the Jews, but for the Gentiles as well, and that we are one body in Christ, and we share together in that wonderful holy promise of Christ Jesus. So take encouragement today and live your life in a life of victories, because Christ has overcome the world, and we are partakers in that promise. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for knowing us so intimately that you see what's on our hearts and you know how we feel even before we pray it to you. Thank you, Lord, for the promise of Christ Jesus and the holy hope that we have of living with him forever when we give our whole hearts and lives over to you. I ask for everyone listening today that you would lead us and guide us in what we have to do, and that we would live our lives as a testimony so that others may look and see what we do and say, what is different about them that I don't have? Make us a testimony for you and your love and faithfulness. We pray this in Christ's name.